These days, the world is experiencing a big shift in consciousness. Consciousness is energy. When consciousness evolves, its frequency increases, which unravels the old in order for the new to be born. Clearly, we're in a period of unraveling. The good news, though, is that we are each being presented with an opportunity to evolve our own consciousness. The key is how we relate to pressure. Most people think of pressure negatively, but consider it this way. You need pressure in your tires, yet you don't want them to be stressed. And without pressure, there would be no motivation. Pressure and stress are not the same thing. Pressure is the energy of change. Stress is the resistance to that energy. Let me say that again. Pressure is the energy of change. Stress, the resistance to that energy. Now, there's a universal energy principle which states whenever there's a job or task to do, energy in the amount needed to do the job comes into your mind-body system in order to help you accomplish it. If you've ever given a big presentation at work, run a race, performed on stage, or prepared for that hot date that finally is going to happen, you know what I'm talking about. As the rush of energy comes through your system, your heart beats faster, and your legs may feel shaky. If you resist the energy by trying to assert your will, or if you collapse under it and become victimized, or if you go into your head to analyze it, you will feel tense, anxious, or stressed, and your performance won't be very good. However, if you welcome it, by opening and aligning to this energy, you will feel alive, joyful, and your performance will be excellent. Now, that's not just an idea. Opening and aligning is an experience. So in these times of evolutionary change, remember that the pressure you are feeling is the fuel needed to shift into a finer, more conscious, and better functioning version of you. And that this upgraded version attracts new opportunities, people, and situations into your life that serve your better good. So if you want to learn how to use the pressure of change to evolve, then check out my Roar of the More interactive training and coaching series. It's a mind-body energy approach that guides you in manifesting the you sense you could be. I've provided this work to leaders at world-class companies over the past 40 years with extraordinary results. Just go to my website, openmindadventures.com, to learn more about my Roar of the More series. That's openmindadventures.com. So for all you pioneers of consciousness, I leave you with this. What if pressure was a gift? What if that gift was intelligent and part of the life force? Would you resist it or would you welcome it? And if you welcomed it, who would you become and how would it change your life? This is Amy Bernstein, president of Open Mind Adventures, an author of Stress Less, Achieve More, Simple Ways to Turn Pressure into a Positive Force in Your Life. Thank you so much for listening.